Hi everyone. In part two of Power BI Embedded Explained video series, we will talk about how to create a workspace and how to embed a report within a workspace. In the previous part, which is part one, we have created an Azure Power BI workspace collection, but it was empty when we created it. But now in part two, we're gonna see how we create a workspace and how to import a report within a created workspace. This is Mustafa Al-Zawbi again. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle at Mustafa Al-Zawbi. So how to create a workspace? Microsoft has created a utility that helps developers to create a workspace. It's already available in GitHub. You can see the source code for it. You can download it, you can adjust it, you can embed or add some of these, code within your, within your application. But for us now, we're gonna focus on how to run this utility and how to create a workspace. So the utility you can get on GitHub, and this is the download link for it. So once you run the console app, basically it's a solution, has two projects. So one, it's called Provision Sample Console App. So the Provision Sample, it's basically integrated with the Power BI API that basically gives you like a different options. But we're gonna focus for the purpose of this video on how to create a workspace and how to import a Power BI report file into a workspace. So we're gonna run the tool and we're gonna basically run the step number 5 and then run step number 6. And by the end of, we're gonna have a demo for that. By executing step 5 and 6, we will be good to go by having a report within our workspace that we have created in Azure. So once you run the provision sample.exe file, so basically you see we have a lot of options. So you can provision a new workspace collection, get workspace collection metadata, and you have like 7 options. And as I mentioned, in this video part 2, we're gonna focus on executing step number 5, which is provision a new workspace, an existing workspace collection. And then we're gonna execute step number 6, which is import BBIX desktop file into an existing workspace. So let's jump into a demo on working with provision sample utility. So after we got the provision sample exe file up and running, we got the solution. We run it with using Visual Studio 2015. So once you run the application, so these are the options that you will get. As we mentioned, we're gonna start by, since we already have created a Power BI workspace collection and it's empty, so the first thing that we need to do is we need to create a workspace. So that's why we're gonna start with step number 5. So how to execute, we're just gonna enter 5. So once we enter 5, the application will prompt it, workspace collection name. So the workspace collection name basically is the collection name that we have given when we created the collection. If I can basically just move the window a little bit, so you will see that the workspace that I created called PPI Explained Part 1. So I'm just gonna say PPI Explained Part 1. And then to basically create a workspace, it also asks you for the access key. And to get the access key, you can get the access key from the portal. And the way how to do this is from the settings of the workspace collection, you will see an access key. So you will have key number 1 and key number 2. We're just gonna go ahead and click copy to key number 1. We're gonna go back here and I'm just gonna do right click or just control V. So we already copied the key and we're gonna go ahead and create enter. So what happened here, so the application has created a workspace for us and the application already given us the workspace ID here, right? So the first step for us is done, which is we already created a workspace. Even if we went ahead and we are just gonna refresh the portal. See now, we have 0 workspaces, right? So I'm just gonna go ahead and refresh. So once I click refresh, I click on BPI explained. You will see now that the workspace have been already added to the workspace collection. I'm gonna copy the workspace ID now because we're gonna need it in step number 6. So you see this mean that we already have successfully created a workspace, in our workspace collection. So now we're gonna go ahead and execute step number 6. We're gonna enter 6. So now it tells you give it a name, give it a good name. So we're gonna call it report 1. So data set name, we're just gonna call it report 1. And then we're gonna hit enter. And then it's gonna ask you for the file path of the Power BI report. So I'm just gonna go ahead and I'm gonna copy what I got, what the report that I have here on my computer. I'm just gonna copy the path. And then I'm gonna come here and I'm gonna paste the path. So just make sure that you have to remove the double quotes for the path. So this means what? So in this step number 6, just to reiterate, we are importing a report that I have on my machine to the previously created workspace. So I'm gonna hit enter. So it's gonna checking import state, and it will tell you that everything succeeded. And it gives you like a succeeded message, which basically tells you that the report has been successfully, imported to your workspace. So with this, we have executed step number 5 and 6. We created a workspace. We have imported a Power BI report to an existing workspace. So, and this is what basically the end of part number 2. These are two good references for Power BI Embedded. One, it's article I wrote on my blog. It's step by step how to use Power BI Embedded in your application. And the other link is Power BI Embedded homepage. Has a lot of good and useful resources, articles on understanding Power BI, also some samples as well. So feel free to reach out to me through through Twitter or check out my blog for more Power BI articles. And thank you for watching.